made the stops when we had to make the stops, and then made the plays on offense to secure the win. And they're not all pretty, but we like wins.
Right. First question this morning from Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
Thank you, Rob. Again, appreciate it. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, long time.
Yeah, seriously. The last 48 hours, just looking back at it, you had talked about how first 3.5 quarters, you thought Franklin Pierce probably outplayed you. How do you bottle up that final 7, 8 minutes, the fourth quarter, the way that you play, particularly offensively, putting that drive together and, make it something more consistent?
Yeah, trying to stay positive. We at the end of the day we won. That's the I don't think anybody's ever cared in the past in the sport how many or how you won games as long as you won them. And like I said, we put ourselves in some holes, foolish penalties, put ourselves in first or second down and forever quite a few times. Three costly penalties in the red zone. That backed us out of the red zone. So it could have been worse. But like I said, when it came time to perform, they didn't crack under the pressure, and they made the plays both offensively and defensively. And we can build off of that. That's what we got the message we got to do. We got to build off of it because we're playing a playoff team for the last few years this weekend, and we better be ready.
And with Jarrett, you're a couple games in here now. Obviously, new to your program, but what do you like about what he's done so far leading the offense, and where do you feel like he can improve?
Yeah, you look at his performance from week one to week two. I really think week one there were literally five or six plays where whether we had a step or what we call 50-50 balls. They're only 50-50 if your receiver can get his hands on it. And whether it was adrenaline or whatever, he was pretty juiced up in that first game against Delaware. We just simply literally five, six plays on 50-50 attempts. Weren't able to get the ball where our receiver could get both hands on the football. Where Saturday, I think he saw what he can do when our kids get that opportunity. And I think Landon and him have developed a very good chemistry between each other, and they know what routes are being run and what conversions that we run in situations. And he's placing the ball, and he did a great job, especially on the final drive Saturday.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris, talk about Landon's performance. Nine catches, 123 yards, as you mentioned, three touchdowns, and especially the catch on the one that ended up being the game winner. Just talk about his performance in the game.
Well, he came to play. That was one of the things that was evident throughout watching film. He came to play. Landon has been a constant for us for the last three. Last year, he was banged up a little bit. Didn't probably have the year that he wanted to have, but he returned to his all-conference form from 2 years ago. And there people are going to have to account for it. He's somebody that wins contested one-on-one balls, and we feel that he is one of the best better ones around. Let's put it that way. He came to play.
That last drive or the winning drive, 10 plays, 79 yards. What did you do so well in that drive?
Well, I think we kept the quarterback on his feet. I think that we didn't. If you look at the previous three or four drives, we penalized ourselves and put ourselves in way behind the chains. And I've, we tell the guys all the time that if the yardage is 10 or less, the playbook's pretty thick. But I just simply don't carry too many, third down and 28. Play calls. It's if somebody's got them, I'm all ears. But we kept the chains where they need to get, keep them, and then we were able to mix in some solid runs in there by Fabrice McKendy, who had a very solid fourth quarter for us as well, and kind of kept their defense off balance a little bit.
Defensively, four sacks, seven tackles for loss. You guys were able to force a couple of fumbles. Just kind of give me your impressions on how they played on that side of the ball.
Yeah, last year was something that we took a lot of pride in. We were second or third in the country in turnovers. Week one did not favor us in that regards, but the turnover battle for Saturday was big for us to get those extra possessions. We needed them. Defense flew around, and really after after not so great of a first three quarters, they really came out in the final three drives with shutting them out and three and outs that were big for us.
Got a follow-up from Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, just one more. You know, you mentioned Holy Cross already, Chris, but, you know, what initially do you notice about them? What makes them tough? What are you preparing for this week with them?
Physically, they're a solid upfront football team. You watch two CAA opponents that they played in Rhode Island and New Hampshire, and they're very stout, very strong up front. They're a flat back on offense. That means those offensive linemen are 3-point stances. They're going to try to control the line of scrimmage, and they're going to try to out muscle you. And they've got the bodies to do it. They're grinders. Quarterback's very good, and they've been in two very tight ball games that have come down to the final seconds against two very good CAA teams. And we have our hands full. We know it, and we got to prep for them.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for your time here this morning. Good luck on Saturday.